What does courage look like in the face of fear? A couple of weeks ago, 363 passengers, 8 flight attendants, and 2 pilots on board United Airlines Flight 1175 gave the world a glimpse of courage. Flying high above the Pacific Ocean en route from San Francisco to Honolulu, passengers heard a loud boom, followed by a high-pitched whistling sound as the entire plane began to violently shake. Pieces of the metal casing surrounded one of the plane's engines began to fall off into the ocean. This is passenger Jeff Carter. He showed the world that courage in the face of fear is remaining calm. The screenshot of his video here is a little blurry, but in the video you see and hear a plane filled with people quiet and calm. He added this statement to his post: "What a united 777 full of people calmly preparing themselves for death might look like." Passenger Eric Haddad showed the world that courage in the face of fear is embracing humor. Haddad took this photo of the passenger safety manual in front of the exposed engine's cables and wrote, "I don't see anything about this in the manual." Flight attendants on board showed the world that courage in the face of fear was remaining professional and doing your job. Brace, brace, brace. They chanted over and over to instruct passengers how to prepare for a possible rocky landing. Thankfully, all passengers and crew on board survived this 40 minutes of terror as the plane safely made an emergency landing in Honolulu. What does courage look like in the face of fear? Jesus' farewell discourse in the Gospel of John offers us instruction. Jesus is doing his very best to prepare his closest followers for his impending death and departure. He acknowledges that what they are learning about his upcoming suffering will be hard for them to hear, and even harder for them to live through. Jesus is painfully aware of the grief they are going to experience. His words for the disciples begin somewhat ambiguously. And so, in an effort to explain himself more clearly, Jesus uses the example of a laboring mother. She experiences pain and suffering in labor. But when her child is born, the suffering is nearly forgotten because the joy of cradling new life is far greater. You will experience pain and suffering. Jesus' words to his followers are clear now. In the world, you face persecution, he says, but take courage. I have conquered the world. Woven all throughout the Bible, Scripture urges us to shift our perspective from fear to courage. Do not be afraid, God echoes again and again. What does courage look like in the face of fear? Courage looks like not letting fear win. In his best-known work, The Courage to Be, philosopher Paul Tillich notes that fear is not only the fear of dying, but also the fear of living. Genuine courage, according to Tillich, is embracing the courage to be. Do you have the courage to be who you are and what you are called to do? When you have the courage to live, you find joy, Tillich says. Jesus' prediction is similar. You will have pain, but your pain will turn into joy. Brett Parker is a living example that courage looks like not letting fear win. In 2012, Brett came forward with a secret he had been keeping. He was one of the 10% of Parkinson's patients that received a diagnosis of the disease at a young age. Brett and his wife worried about how his children would perceive him. They worried about his career. They wondered whether he would be able to walk, drive, or work. But Brett made a conscious decision to not let fear win. He shared the truth about his diagnosis with his family and friends, and then went out on a search for personal challenges. First, it was the New York City Marathon. Next, he conquered a triathlon along the Long Island Sound. Then he jumped out of an airplane. And last month, he competed in the World Marathon Challenge, in which participants run 7 marathons on 7 continents in 7 days. The time between each race is spent sleeping and eating on a chartered airplane between continents. Now, Parker carries more pills than most on his run. It takes a concerted effort to control the stiffness and cramping and to keep the tremors of Parkinson's disease at bay. The first 15 miles of his first race through Antarctica went well, but as the conditions turned frigid and Parker slowed down, he was plagued with uncontrollable shivering from head to toe. He finished, but barely. He slowed down for the next race, completing the run in Australia in just less than 8 hours. He walked the next several marathons, but he completed them. The final marathon was back home in the USA. He barely made it off the bus in Miami, but the crowd of friends and family surrounding him propelled him forward. 7 hours, 41 minutes, and 22 seconds later, Brett completed the World Marathon Challenge. Fear of the limitations of Parkinson's did not win. "I can't control my disease," Parker says, "but I can control how I deal with it." We can't control the world we live in. Jesus knew that. And he knew that it wasn't only his first disciples that would face pain. Each of his future followers would face suffering too. "But take courage," Jesus said, "and remember that I have conquered the world." Perspective changes everything. Jesus longs to change our perspective from fear to courage. We are given the gift of peace when we trust in Jesus, when we trust that Jesus has conquered the world for us, when we trust that Jesus has gone before us and sends the Holy Spirit so that we never need to face this world alone. What does courage look like in the face of fear? Courage looks like taking risks and choosing to make a difference in the world. I met Rhoda last month while I was visiting Iambi Hospital in Tanzania. Rhoda and her husband have 3 school-aged children. Like many, they struggle to make ends meet. Rhoda works in small cafeterias in the village, cooking tea and small meals for guests. She makes modest money. Her husband is unable to work. I met Rhoda while she was volunteering for the CTC program at Iambi Hospital. The CTC is a counseling and testing center for people who are HIV positive. The government funds monthly treatments and medications for each of the program's participants. Rhoda is one of the program's patients. She is also one of their most valuable volunteers. In Tanzania, nearly 5% of adults are HIV positive. While the government has passed laws making it illegal to discriminate against someone because of their HIV status, stigma and discrimination are a fierce reality for HIV patients in the country. According to Dr. Nyenje, the doctor who directs IAMBI's CTC program, because individuals are often ostracized from families and communities, many patients remain quiet about their disease. In their silence, they refrain from receiving treatments and suffer unnecessarily, both physically and psychologically. Rhoda made the difficult decision to go public about her HIV status. She believes that education can have a positive impact on her community. Riding her bike, Rhoda travels from village to educate communities. She explains the facts about how HIV can be transmitted from one person to another. She shares information about symptoms, and she encourages individuals who are HIV positive to accept their situation and to come for counseling and antiretroviral treatments. Rhoda saw the fear that plagued patients coming to the CTC for the first time, and the fear that held so many back from receiving any treatment at all. Her faith propelled her to reach out. She risked facing the stigma because she believes that she can make a difference by sharing her story. "Look at me," she says when she meets with people in the villages. "My symptoms are improving. Start the treatment. You will be helped." So how about in your life? What does courage look like in the face of fear? I'm convinced that in order to face our fears, we need to begin by honestly naming what they are. That's work that only you can do. But author Parker Palmer adds that in order to truly turn fear into courage, we need to live connected lives. Lives connected to our callings, to our colleagues, to the people who are a part of our life. This fear-confronting work is best not done alone. Take a few moments to examine your own life this morning. What is it that you fear? Can you name it? Can you be vulnerable and share that fear with a trusted friend? We've seen glimpses of courage that look like remaining calm and embracing humor and continuing to do your job. We've seen courage that looks like not letting fear win, and courage that looks like taking risks and making a difference in the world. What might courage look like in your life? Jesus is on his way to the cross. He will confront the ultimate fear with courage. He will change the world. And as he does, I pray that he might change your perspective from fear to courage and fill your heart with peace. Amen.